music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now I have Pamela Kavanagh. Good afternoon, Pamela.
Good afternoon, Don. How are you?
I'm good. And Pamela, you're communications manager with Special Olympics Ireland.
I am indeed, yes, I am.
We're going to talk about the need for volunteers. But tell us about Special Olympics Ireland. It's been going on a while now. And I had the honour, I think I say this to you every time I talk to you, of attending the opening ceremony of the Special Olympics when it was held here in Ireland. And the atmosphere was absolutely out of this world. It's a fantastic thing, Special Olympics.
Yeah, oh, that's it. Well, actually, it's a very apt question because this year is our 40th anniversary. So we started in Ireland in 1978, just a year older than myself, giving away my age there. But so we've been going strong for the past 40 years. And really that's down to every single volunteer all around Ireland at a grassroots level, in the clubs there, you know, working with our athletes day in, day out to, you know, help them be the best that they can be. And helping them achieve amazing things. It's a great organisation to be involved with or work for. And as you said, like 2003 was really the pinnacle event, which really kind of put Special Olympics Ireland on the map within Ireland. You know, every community across Ireland really opened up their arms to the Special Olympics worldwide community, because that was a world game. So there was, you know, countries from all over, from countries all over the world coming to Ireland. And Newbridge won host town of the games that year as well. But, you know, so many towns around Ireland open up their homes and their hearts really to athletes from all over the world. So it's been an amazing journey since then.
It's absolutely fantastic, and as you say, people really open up their arms and welcome the athletes. You mentioned the volunteers. There's huge preparations that go on for this, Pamela, and they go on all around the country. So tell us a little bit about what's needed.
Yeah, it's massive. So this year, the 2018 Special Olympic Ireland Games are taking place from the 14th to the 17th of June. And they're taking place in Dublin for the first time in 16 years. So they haven't been here since 2002. 4 years ago, we were in Limerick. And the 4 years ago before that, we were in Limerick as well. So Dublin's taken back the baton, so to speak. And with that, we have 1,600 athletes who are coming to compete in these Ireland Games this June. So they massive preparation is going on behind the scenes for that, because those 1,600 athletes are supported by 600 coaches and official delegates. And then in order to support that and actually run the games from an operational perspective, we are looking to recruit 2,500 volunteers from the Dublin and Leinster region, mainly just so that they don't have to travel too far, you know, throughout those dates. But, the volunteers are instrumental to this event. Physically, like in our offices, our staffing levels are quite small, so we could not pull off this event without the help of volunteers. So we already, like, good news story is that we do have 2,000 people that have already signed up to volunteer. But we do, this is our final push, we do need to call on, like, your listeners to log on to irelandgames.ie, have a look at the different volunteering opportunities that are there, and, you know, just really asking them to play their part in our athletes' future. As you said, like you, people always remember if they've been involved with Special Olympics in any way, either at an event, like just watching, or if they've volunteered. You know, we have people that have married other volunteers. We have friendships that have lasted, you know, decades because of their involvement with Special Olympics. So, you know, it's not one-sided. A volunteer gets a lot out of their hard work. Now, they will work hard for it, but it is good fun, and definitely to see the fruits of your labour over those 3 days of the Ireland Games is pretty amazing. So again, just saying about the website, if you log on, maybe you're thinking that you don't have any specific skills. We have opportunities for anybody and everybody. If you have enthusiasm and the time to give us, we will provide the training and the support mechanism. So as I said, don't be afraid to sign up. And you don't have to be a registered volunteer already. There is still time to get registered to become a volunteer. But time is running out because there is just a process behind it. So we're looking to try and recruit all our volunteers over the additional 500 volunteers over the next 2 weeks, if we could, you know.
And it can be very fulfilling, volunteering, you know, the when you see the end result and you see the athletes taking part.
Oh, definitely. And even from a professional-wise, like from people's CV, I mean, the skills that they learn, you know, when on the volunteering roles, you know, they can put down on their CVs as well as, like, really talking points as well. And, definitely, as I said, like, it's a great event to dip your toe into because maybe you're thinking if you haven't got, like, so many hours a week to volunteer with a club, you know, we are asking that you're available between the 14th and the 17th of June. So it is 3 days, and people may have to take holidays on the tour, say, on the Friday. But again, it's a great event to dip your toes in. I mean, the buzz around the National Sports Campus, which is going to be our main venue, but there are some surrounding venues as well that we're using, like Morton Stadium down in Santry, near to yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
We'll have over 300 athletes there competing in athletics. So, I mean, it's just, you know, seeing really is believing, and getting involved and seeing our athletes really achieve above and beyond, the emotions are like skyrocketing. And of course we have the opening ceremony as well, which I can exclusively say to you is happening in Talla Stadium on the 14th of June. So again, that will be a closed event, but it will be for like volunteers and those involved in the games only. But it's just an amazing build up to what is a truly inspiring couple of days as well.
Yeah, and it's we're saying it's very fulfilling for the volunteers. As regards the athletes, it's a very happy the whole thing's a very happy occasion.
Yeah,
and like there's more to it than just competing and sports. I think you mentioned friendship.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, so apart from the athletes themselves are so delighted and proud to represent their region. So we have athletes from Munster, Ulster, Leinster, Connacht, and the Eastern region, who will all be coming to Dublin to compete against each other. But apart from the sporting program, there's also a couple of additional programs that we run, like Healthy Athlete, which gives our athletes opportunities to get health screenings for various things. But also there is an entertainment program for them as well. So, you know, some of our athletes may never have stayed away from their parents for maybe ever, or for more than one night and stuff like that, you know. So for them, like, there's discos and stuff like that. So they have an absolute ball. I mean, they have a great time. And of course we have like celebrity and high profile ambassadors that come along to the games, and we're engaging with them at the moment as well, and they go and speak to our athletes and spend time with them. So they really do have a fantastic time at the games themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, and the celebrities and all, they're very generous with their time. And
yeah.
Colin Farrell was huge, hugely involved. Is he still involved?
yeah, and he would be, yeah. And in 2015 there we had the World Games, which took place in LA, and Robbie Keane is still involved as well, and he was one of our ambassadors throughout that campaign and still involved. And obviously Colin Farrell as well, you know, he came and walked the athletes out with actually Claudine, Robbie's wife as well, because Robbie wasn't available just for the opening ceremony part, and like they walked their athletes out at the opening ceremony. and Robbie Keane himself just come down and would watch the football, you know, so not looking for cameras and all that stuff, like to promote himself, like just genuinely built a bond with the football team, especially given the sport in it, you know, so they have a great time. And that's actually the one thing that brings me to the Ireland Games as well, is that athletes competing in Ireland Games will also have the opportunity to qualify for the Special Olympics World Summer Games, which are taking place next March, so March 2019 in Abu Dhabi. So as soon as Ireland Games is over now this June, we'll switch into, you know, World Summer Games mode. So the cycle goes on. So there's never a dull moment at Special Olympics, you know.
Yes, and we can guarantee now anybody who's out there thinking of volunteering, go to irelandgames.ie and we can guarantee them that they will have, they'll work hard, but they will have a good time, and it'd be very fulfilling. Is there anything you'd like to add, Pamela?
Actually, if I could give a little plug to any teachers that might be listening, or parents, if you've got kids in a primary school, in the lead up to the Ireland Games, we have a torch run, so our Flame of Hope, which is assisted by the law enforcement torch run, so members of An Garda Síochána, they'll be going around Ireland with the Olympic torch, and they'll be visiting schools, and schools can sign up to enter in for the chance to win a place on the Olympic torch run route. So if they go on to irelandgames.ie/schools, they can see how they can enter their school details there, and it's an amazing event, like, which comes with kind of media and athletes and everything, but to get that torch to come to your school, it really promotes inclusion amongst your school, and it's just an amazing event. So we have a video piece up there on the website as well that any teachers or parents can have a look at, and you know, that opportunity is kind of coming to a close soon now as well, so get your skates on if you would like to get your school involved. Log on there to irelandgames.ie/schools.
Right, is there a date where people have to volunteer before, or, you know, is there?
Yeah, for volunteering purposes, because there is a Garda vetting element to it, which is very simple now because it's all online. It would be the end of March.
The end of March. So that's as you say, get your skates on.
Get your skates on, yeah. And look, we are there. We're on social media. If you go, check us out on Facebook, Special Olympics Ireland, or on Twitter. And if you have any apprehensions or questions and stuff like that, you can always drop us a quick message, and we can give you a call, or, you know, have a chat with you online as well.
Right, and that's volunteering, it's irelandgames.ie, and for a school to get involved, it's irelandgames.ie/school.
Exactly, that's it, yeah.
Okay, Pamela, listen, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for
thank you very much
call.
For that. Okay. And I hope to talk to you before then, maybe with some athlete stories and that.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. And okay, I got to play a song
that's
now.
That's brilliant, Dawn, and thank you very much for your time.
No, you're more than welcome. Thank you. I'm going to play this one for any athletes that are getting involved. I've had my shells and kicked in my bed, but I've come through. I need to go on. We are the champions, my friends. And we.
Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.